By service of the Absolute Truth.
By service of the Absolute Truth.
Adir Ghaya.
Adir Ghaya.
For some days. Api, even, Jata, having attained, Mai, unto me, Dridha, firm, Mati, intelligence, Hitva, having given up, Avadyam, deplorable, Imam, this.
Yes.
Lokam,
material worlds.
Ganta,
going to.
Matjanatam,
my associates.
Asi,
become.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. By service of the Absolute Truth, even for a few days, a devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. Consequently, he goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present deplorable material worlds. Purport. Serving the Absolute Truth means rendering service unto the Absolute Personality of Godhead under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, who is a transparent via medium between the Lord and the neophyte devotee. The neophyte devotee has no ability to approach the Absolute Personality of Godhead by the strength of his imperfect material senses, and therefore under the direction of the spiritual master he is trained in transcendental service of the Lord. And by such training, even for some days, the neophyte devotee gets intelligence in such transcendental service which leads him ultimately to get free from perpetual inhabitation in the material worlds and to be promoted to the transcendental world to become one of the liberated associates of the Lord in the kingdom of God. Satsevaya. By service of the Absolute Truth. The Absolute Truth is, as stated later in the verse, a person, because Krishna says, Mayi, unto me, and that if they perfect this Satsevaya, service unto the Absolute, then, Ganta Maj Janatam Masi, they come to my abode, to become my associates. So we have to develop a personal relationship with the personality of Godhead to get out of this samsara. Daivihi esa guna mayi, mama maya dratyaya, mami liyam prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. The maya, it is very difficult. It is my divine energy. No one can get out. But if one surrenders to me, then it becomes very easy. We have to please Krishna. And getting rid of sinful karma means, how is that to be done? Only by getting Krishna's mercy. Surrender to me, I will protect you from the sinful reaction. Do not fear. It is a personal plea by the living entity to Krishna. I am sorry that I have wasted so many lives away from your service, trying to serve myself. Now I want to reform. You please pick me up and take me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. That prayer by Lord Chaitanya. O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servitor. That's a fact. But somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Now my prayer is, please, pick me up from this ocean of death and fix me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. That means he wants to be engaged. Atom at the lotus feet means eternal engagement in some exchange with Krishna, some devotional service. So it's like that. It is personal. Devahuti also prayed to the Lord, Kapila, that I have come into this maya, and I know that it was by your direction. My misuse of independence, but your direction. So how will I get out unless you take me out? If one is in prison, he has to appeal. If he is already sentenced, he has to know, well, there's no hope. I can't get out unless I appeal to the president, appeal to the governor. Maybe he will. Because by his order I was put in. My misbehavior, but his order. So So by his order I can be taken on. So Krishna, he will take us out if we surrender to him. The purport stresses that this surrender has to be done through the via media of the bona fide spiritual master. We've been describing how you have to pray to Krishna. But actually that prayer, he will not hear it. And those who say, they are my devotees, they are not my devotees. But those who are the devotees of my devotees, they are recognized. So he will not hear the prayer. Who is this person praying? But if the person praying is identified with a devotee, then it is nice. When Lord Brahma came to the door, when Lord Brahma came to the door of Krishna, tell Krishna that Lord Brahma is here. So what happened, Jagannath? When the doorman said that Brahma is here, what did Krishna say? Premananda? Yes. He didn't know. You think that you're praying to God and he has to immediately listen to you, but he's... And that was Brahma, not just an ordinary soul. If we, who are so insignificant, had said, tell him John Smith is here, you say, who? Which John Smith? So to speak of Brahma, he thought, well, at least I'm the only Brahma. So then the doorman came back, and much to his disappointment, he said, the Lord said, which Brahma? So then he thought, there may be other Brahmas. I identify myself. Tell him it's the father of the four Kumaras. So the four Kumaras are great devotees. And of course he is their father. But by identification with the devotee, then he recognized him. So we have to pray like that. We first pray offering obeisances to the spiritual master. And then Krishna will recognize us. This is called a cyclic succession. You have to be under the care of a spiritual master to be recognized by Krishna. Under the care means tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. You have to be serving the spiritual master. Under whose service are you? Then you have to say, I am under the service of so-and-so. This is my spiritual master. Then you'll be recognized, if the spiritual master is recognized. Therefore, this whole thing has to be conducted in parampara. Such a goal, to end the cycle of birth and death, which is so difficult to do. We are undertaking it in this human lifetime. So, our very practical service is for that goal. We have to progress in this lifetime, not that we make no progress and then at the end we make some progress, all the progress. It's like if you're running a race, if you're going to win in the end, you can't lay back until the last second and expect to speed up and pass everyone. Once in a while there's some extraordinary finish like that. But you cannot make it your style of racing and expect to come first. So we are in a race. It is a race against time, a race against death. Srila Prabhupada, once in London, he met a big race car driver. His name was Graham Hill. When he came in to see Prabhupada, he was limping proudly from all his crashes. And he right away, he began to, instead of hear, he began to speak to Prabhupada about how famous he was, and he had run this Grand Prix and this race and that race. Prabhupada listened for a while and then said, yes, there is another race. He said, it is the race unto death. He said, and this race begins as soon as you are born. Time is passing, it is a race for death. That is the race, he said, we must win. Before the time is passing, racing, I have to achieve Krishna consciousness before that time. So that man, not long after, died in another race. So, saru sangha sarva shastra hai, lava matcha, saru sangha sarva siddhi hai. If one can hear for 1 minute in the association of a pure devotee, his life could be saved if he can understand that Srila Prabhupada had revealed his whole life and the mission of his life in the context which he could perfectly understand. But whether he heard. So, this is being stressed here by Prabhupada, the via medium. I thought I would read a few parallel selections from this book, edited of all of Prabhupada's writings, The Spiritual Master and the Disciple. The Subhananda Das Brahmachari compiled these things from Prabhupada's books. He said he was prompted to do so when it became imminent that Srila Prabhupada would disappear from this world in his last months, and the devotees began to seriously consider what would happen to them, what is their relationship with Prabhupada, who is this personality, my spiritual master. There may not have been such a need for such philosophic understanding in one sense, because Prabhupada's presence answered so many questions. I can remember in 26 Second Avenue, in the very beginning of my coming, I would have so many, sometimes different questions and doubts that I would remember them and say, somehow, if I get a chance, I'll have to ask Srila Prabhupada these questions. They seem very problematic. A number of occasions I would be thinking like that just before the meeting. We'd all be sitting there. And then Srila Prabhupada would come in. And from the time he walked from the door up to his dais, my questions had been answered somehow, just by seeing him, knowing I was in the care of a pure devotee. So, however, you have to have some scientific understanding.